From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. President Barack Obama says a ground offensive in Syria is not going to work, and that although the U.S. and Russia have reached an agreement to avoid each other's aircraft in the strikes over Syria, that is the only issue the two countries agreed on since Russia began its campaign in Syria. President Obama says even though the Russians and Iran are both now in the country backing President Bashar al-Assad, their efforts will fail because they support a regime that an overwhelming majority of the Syrian people view as not legitimate. Meantime, Turkey claims to have shot down an aircraft violating its airspace near the Syrian border. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
In a statement released by Turkey's Armed Forces High Command, it said one of its fighters shot down a plane coming from Syria that violated its airspace. Turkey said its fighters, under NATO rules of engagement, gave the plane three warnings. Under Turkish rules of engagement, any plane that violates its airspace from Syria risks being downed. The incident comes as Ankara has accused Russian warplanes deployed in Syria of violating its airspace and harassing its planes. Moscow claims any violation was accidental. Some Turkish media are reporting the downed aircraft is a drone. The Russian Defense Ministry said all its planes in Syria have returned to base as scheduled, and its drones were operating as planned. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
President Obama welcomed South Korea's President Park Geun-hye today to Washington in a show of unity as the allies look to deter North Korea's threat, while leaving the door open to negotiation. The two leaders shared an Oval Office meeting, followed by a working lunch, also on the docket, sharing notes about their respective meetings with Chinese President Xi Jinping and the often touchy relations among China, Japan, and South Korea. This is VOA News. After the Washington meeting of the presidents, there was a news conference, President Obama making this statement about North Korea.
Our goal is, even as we double down on going after ISIL, is to continue to cultivate relations with a moderate opposition that can serve as a transition to a new government inside of Syria, and that we continue to have a process of getting the Iranians, the Russians, the Turks, the Gulf countries, and all the other interested parties to sit down and recognize we've got to have a political transition if we want to end the humanitarian crisis and save the structure of a unified Syrian state.
President Obama speaking about Syria. The president also expressed concern about the outbreak of violence in Jerusalem, calling on regional leaders to tamp down on rhetoric that might feed violence, anger, or misunderstanding. The president said, "I don't think we can wait for all the issues that exist between Israelis and Palestinians to be settled in order to curb violence." Earlier today, a Palestinian man posing as a journalist was shot and killed after stabbing and wounding an Israeli soldier outside a West Bank settlement. News photos online show him wearing a shirt marked "Press" and attacking a soldier with a knife before being shot to death. Hungary has now closed its borders with Croatia in order to contain the flow of thousands of migrants arriving daily in the country en route to northern Europe. Hungary's foreign minister announced the closure after a meeting of the National Security Council. A fence along its border with Croatia was already in place. Meantime, European leaders are agreeing to offer Turkey $3.5 billion together with visa-free travel and renewed accession talks in return for stopping the flow of refugees and migrants into the EU. But as Henry Ridgewell reports from London, the offer is getting a lukewarm reception in Ankara.
The European money is aimed at helping Turkey to improve conditions for the 2 million refugees it is hosting on its soil and keeping them in Turkey. To sweeten the deal, visa-free travel to the EU for Turkish citizens will be fast-tracked and talks on Turkey joining the EU will be re-energised. German Chancellor Angela Merkel described the meeting as very productive. She says the question of money played a role, as well as the start of a new chapter, by which I mean we will revitalize the perspective for accession for Turkey. But Turkey's president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, said Friday Europe's offer of talks on EU membership was insincere. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Also today is World Food Day, started by the United Nations. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.